This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, big shout out to my friend Tequila, who made my Mama Bear mood a little intensified over the weekend.
I thought you were saying, had my clothes come off.
No, but the gloves almost did come off.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm usually a pretty laid back person.
Agree.
Unless you mess with my kids. And then it literally is gloves off.
Justified.
And that's what happened over the weekend. But it wasn't gloves off for me. My mouth almost got my husband into a fight.
Okay, tell the story.
So we were at the Kings game on Saturday. And before we could go in, because the Laker game was happening, we went and pre-gamed with some friends. Had a couple Palomas. And
love Palomas.
Once we got into the stadium, I wanted to go to the team store. Nart's like, okay, let's go. It was the whole family, right? We get down to the team store. There's a huge line. And Art's like, I know you really want a new sweater. Like, we'll just stand in line. It's no big deal. I'm like, okay. We get in line. We're in line for like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. It wasn't anything horrible, but, you know, we had to get in line.
Yep.
We get to the front. We're like four people from the front because they're only letting a few people in at a time. And this man and woman come up beside us.
Okay.
Like, you could tell they were going to cut in line.
No.
And so I looked back at Art and he gives me a look like, be cool. Well, thanks to Tequila, I was not cool. So when they let us walk in, I put my arm in between the man and my kids.
So you should.
And I said, boys, you guys go ahead because we waited in line. So it's actually our turn. And the guy looked at me, moved my arm, like
he
put his
you?
Arm on my arm to move it and try and get past my kids.
Michael, your husband would have killed him.
Yeah, the look in Art's eyes, I was like, oh, this is going to go south real quick.
Yeah, that was a bad move by that guy.
And it did. There was a whole scene involved. But I'm proud of my husband. He stood up for my boys and myself, and he was like, no, we waited in line. You go wait in line like all the rest of us did. And the guy got chippy with him. There were some words exchanged. And he told Art, he goes, I can't believe you would talk like that in front of your kids.
I can't believe you touched my wife.
And Art goes, well, you know what? I'm teaching my kids that they can stand up against a certain word like you.
Goodbye.
And then at that point, the wife was like, we need to go. We need good. To go. Because Art also had about a foot and a half on this guy. And so
Wouldn't it have been good?
It was going to turn really, really ugly.
I don't care if you had 10 tequilas or zero tequilas. Well, everything that happened, you were in the right. He pushed in and then he grabbed your arm and put it away.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
When he touched my arm, I was like, oh, no, buddy, bad move.
You're a moron.
I'm one thing. My husband, he's a whole other beast.
What is your
literally.
Husband? 6'4"? 6'5"?
He's not that tall. He's probably like 6'2", 6'3", but he does not put up just like I would. With anybody messing with our kids.
I'm so proud of you for this.
So it probably was not done the right way, but it was a lesson for our kids of, no, you need to stand up for yourself. So for Woman Wednesday, I want to hear about your Mama Bear moments.
This is fantastic.
When did those instincts kick in and you were like, it is not going to happen that way?
All right, let's hear it. Text or call 888-431-3764. Do you have Kelly beat? It's Kelly and Guy on KFrog. Protecting her cubs, Kelly went full Mama Bear over the weekend when some idiot tried to push in line and then he grabbed your arm and touched you when you tried to cut him off from your kids.
Yeah, which was a mistake because my husband was with us. And I mean, look, talking about it, I'm shaking because in the moment I was like, man, we're not going to watch a Kings game. My husband is going to go to jail over this.
And it would have been completely unfair. And look at your husband sticking up for you, too. You handled it so right, Kelly.
Caesar and San Bernardino, have you had one of those? Okay, probably not for you, a mama bear moment, but a moment where you were like, it's not going to happen like that.
So we were at a park, and they were not paying attention to their kids. My son is, he's a big boy. He is 3, but he is half my wife's size. He's wearing 16. He plays with the 5-year-olds, the 6-year-olds. Kids like to push around. Kids like to push and shove. There was one parent that he went up to the kids because they were play fighting and all that. And he goes and he shoves my son.
I was
about to get crazy with him. Honestly, thankfully, my wife was there and she cooled me down. But like at the same time, I was just like, no, you should not have cooled me down in that moment.
Yeah, when you're in the heat of the moment and your kids are involved, I 100% get it.
So do I. 909 here says, last night, Mama Bear came out my 11-month-old swim class. They tried telling my daughter they could not swim today due to a liability problem. I literally brought out their own waiver form. Another parent heard the argument, happened to be a lawyer, and pretty much said, she has a discrimination lawsuit here, so you better let her swim.
Mama Mode got a lawyer involved. I like that. 951 says, when I was 7 years old, I went to the dentist. He had his hand over my mouth because I was crying. Well, my mom happened to walk in at that moment. Let's just say things got physical.
Yeah. I've seen it with my ex and my son at Disneyland a bunch of times because Disneyland can get crazy.
Anytime lines are involved. But here's the thing, like, especially for this guy, and I say guy lightly because that is not the word that we called him in the moment. First of all, you're cutting in line. You're wrong. And second of all, you're cutting in line in front of a kid. Like, come on.
Oh, I think the fact he grabbed your arm was the kicker for me. Oh, yeah, no.
That's when art saw rage. Want to hear about your Mama Bear moment for Woman Wednesday? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink.
Oh, it's a barefoot.
Well, our trip to the Kings game on Saturday almost ended up in a trip to jail thanks to me and my big mouth. But I will say I was protecting my kids. It was a mama bear moment.
And everything you said is completely justified, and I think you handled it beautifully, to be honest.
The short of it is we were in line, and we had been in line for a while to go to the team store. And once we got to the front of the line, this man and woman decided to try and cut in right in front of my kids. So I put my arm out and I told the boys, no, you guys are going to go in first because we actually waited in line. And then the man decided to put his hand on my arm to try and move it. Big mistake because my husband was standing right behind me and that did not go over well.
He grabbed your arm. No, I can only imagine.
Yeah. Gary, did you have maybe not a mama bear moment, but did you have one like this?
Mama bear moment for my daughter. We were traveling. A taxi driver told my daughter, you have to all get in my car. I don't care if your son's car seats won't fit. They don't need to be in their car seats.
What?
My son-in-law stepped between my daughter and the taxi driver because she was going to throat punch him.
She was going to, did you say throat punch him?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, taxi driver, but you don't get to say how my kids travel.
Exactly.
Maria in Garden Grove, let's hear about your mama bear moment.
When my son was in high school, and one of the teachers in a parent conference, she tried to compare him with other students. I'm like, oh, no, you did not. So I stopped her and I said, first of all, he is him. Nobody's the same. So please do not compare him to nobody. I told her that nicely in front of my son. Then I asked my son to step out of the classroom and I went off on her.
Good for you.
And there's something about your kids. Like, I don't know. I will flip a switch so quick if you mess with my kids. Me, I'll be super chill. I could care less. But my kids, mm-mm.
Yeah, I think that's with the majority of people. 909 here. A few years back, I was at the store with my 2 girls, 1 6, the other 3 at the time. I walked behind someone with my cart and said, excuse me, so the lady knows I was there, and went back into the cart. She said nothing. So my 3-year-old asked why she didn't say anything and that she thought it was rude. The lady heard my 3-year-old say that and then told my kids, I fight kids too, and tried to tell my 6-year-old to keep her mouth shut. first. No one will ever talk to my kids like that. And she knew it.
What grown adult says that? That's the other part of this. Like, come on. These are kids. Like, are you kidding me? 951 says, I almost got kicked out of the ASO soccer fields in Redlands. I was coaching my youngest, and my teenage daughter was actually a youth ref. A parent from the other team was yelling at my daughter to the point where she started to cry. At that point, I snapped. I called the game. I stormed across the field. Luckily, parents and other coaches intervened, so nothing happened.
You just go in that moment. It is a real mama bear moment. It's the best way to describe it, where you are just protecting your cubs at all costs, no matter whatever the consequences are.
See red. I get it.